Good morning, everyone. It's Sally Kalen, relationship coach. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships the Good and the Messy. How are you, everyone? Welcome. If you are new to my podcast, I am absolutely thrilled you have found this podcast. And welcome back to my regular listeners. I have not been doing many podcasts lately due to a lot of personal things going on in my life, but I am so happy to be back. I am planning on uploading at least 2 podcasts every week, so stay tuned. Please share. There are about over 200 other podcast episodes here, and I recently found out that this podcast show is in the top 5% globally, which is so amazing, like, to hear and see. And it's on the list of many must listen to relationship podcasts. So I'm loving that this is actually reaching so many people and helping, right? Because that's why I do what I do, because I've been through all that I share. What I share as a relationship coach isn't just from my own studies in psychology, human behavior, and everything else. It's to do with my own life journey, and it continues to be something that I just want to keep sharing with you, right? So let's get on to today's show. This is one that obviously I work with a lot of clients, and this is something many of my clients go through, something I've gone through, and I know something that you may be going through or have been through, and that is, why is it so hard to let someone go when that other person's made a decision that they don't want to be in a relationship with us? I want to talk about 4 or 5 points about why it's so hard, but also give you some tips on how to help you move through that process more easily as well, and what you can do. Because I know that feeling of, you know, and when a relationship ends, and it is such a horrible feeling. I mean, sure, sometimes relationships end and it's, you're really glad it's over, and you're like, yay, this is so great, I'm done, you know. Of course that happens, but many times where it isn't like that at all, it's incredibly difficult, especially when a relationship ends quite abruptly. I think that can be really shocking. So let's get on to it. Let's talk about why it is so hard to let go, and some tips on how to make that easier for you. So the first point I want to make is, the reason it's so hard to let go initially is because you go into a state of grief. And when we're in that feeling of grief and loss, it can feel incredibly painful. And we get caught in our minds and we start overthinking. And of course, remembering everything we loved about that person. And that in itself is very confronting. You know, feeling the feelings of loss, feeling the feelings of you won't be spending your life with that person as you planned. And it's as though your world just gets flipped upside down, right? Because you had this vision of how it was going to be, and then boom, that person's decided no. And it is really shocking sometimes. And then you sort of go into this kind of like the stages of grief, like denial, and you can't really accept it. And then you go into the sort of sadness or the anger, and all that. And it is really confronting. So I want to say to you, first of all, that be gentle with yourself. Understand it's okay to feel the way you're feeling when that initially happens. To take time to process your feelings, to take time to say, you know what, I'm allowed to feel this. This is hard. This is what I'm feeling. And really own those feelings. There is no quick, fast way around it necessarily. It's about honoring your feelings and just having that awareness and self-care for yourself through this time. You know, loss is loss. And it's just super important to understand that grief is a very real thing. And just because someone hasn't died, it definitely can feel like that when you have a relationship end. So go easy. So that's the first reason why it can feel so difficult, because you go into grief, and grief is messy and uncomfortable and horrible. And so that really, you know, it can really grate on you. The second point, and this is the big one, this is the really big answer that you need to hear of why it's so hard to let a relationship go when that person doesn't want to be with you anymore. It's because it is a younger you that's been activated in that time, a younger self. So oftentimes when we have this breakup, what happens is we have this inner child within us that gets activated. And it's as though there's a filing system within us, and the filing system comes up, and every hurt, every rejection, every moment in our life where we felt abandoned, not enough, not loved, it's as though all of it comes to the surface in that moment. So not just this person ending it, but every other time in your life where you've gone through pain, it all gets activated at once. And so there's this gigantic feeling of pain and suffering and just disbelief and hurt and wounding, and it's unbearable. And it's because in that moment you're not the adult you, you're like a much younger version of yourself. And so it's super confronting and really uncomfortable. And having the awareness that that is a younger you that's being activated, and the adult you can see that, can be actually helpful. It doesn't mean that you're not sad as the adult you. Of course, you can still be really upset as the adult version of yourself. But what I noticed in my own life when I was in a lot of those toxic relationships, for example, and they would end, even if I wanted it, I would become like distraught. Like, it was the worst pain. It was so deep in my cells. It was just like, oh my God. And even if it was someone I didn't want to be with, it was still so strong because it was the younger version of me that was crying out to not be abandoned, to not feel like I didn't feel enough. I didn't feel worthy. And so when this was all happening and it was the ending of things, there was a desperation energy attached, you know, within me that made me just cling and feel so much pain. What I noticed in my own journey is when I began to heal that part of myself, when I began to reparent the younger version of myself and, you know, and do that inner work, when there was a separation, whether that was even friendships or relationships, it became a lot easier to deal with. It wasn't that I was less sad necessarily, but I understood that, you know what, it's okay. This is how it's meant to be. If someone, you know, doesn't want to be with me, then I'm okay with that because I like me and my inner me is safe and loved. And that's what's important. And so it can feel so overwhelming, like I say, when you are still activated into a younger version of yourself. And I'll talk a little bit more about what you can do about that in about 5 or 10 minutes in, so you know how you can help yourself through that. So that's the other reason why it can feel really unbearable, because it's actually not the adult you that's experiencing the loss. It's actually the younger version and all the other times in your life where you felt that. Excuse me. The next point I would like to make about why it can feel so difficult is because you've invested way too much of yourself too soon, which goes back to your attachment style. So oftentimes we meet someone, and again, if we've got this trauma within us, which many of us do, we can have these sort of anxiously attached attachment styles. And so we just attach very quickly and we start romancing about a future. We start becoming almost insecure, we get almost overly sensitive to everything, and we're just clinging. And when you know, that happens, of course it can feel really uncomfortable when that person no longer wants to be with us, because it again triggers that rejection, that wounding. And that's what's happening here when we go through these breakups. It's activating rejection, it's activating, you know, the inner child within us. So having an awareness of your attachment style is super important, not so much when you're going through the grieving, like I say, itself, but as you move through your own grief after the relationship ends, it's a really good idea to look at your own attachment style. It's something that I have been able to do in my own life, and it's made such a massive difference, because when you begin to realize that, you know, as an adult, we have the power to create the best version of ourselves, right? And we don't have to keep living through this younger version of ourselves. And that's what happens to a lot of people in their relationships. They keep going into their relationships as a younger self, you know, and that is what gets played out in these relationships. So you've got two people playing out, you know, their younger versions of themselves. So having that awareness around your attachment style, your inner child, being able to step into the adult you, can really make a massive difference in the health of your relationships down the track. So that's another reason why it's so difficult when you're in this kind of letting go phase. The next point I'd like to make, and look, these points all overlap to a certain extent, right? So one of the reasons it can feel very difficult as well is because we have a story, we have these narratives running in our head of how we think the relationship should be, how we perceive it's going to go. We create these futures, right, within our mind, and we have this sort of controlling sort of energy and about how we believe this is going to be. And then when that person pulls the plug, we're like, what the hell? No, this isn't how it's meant to be. And we get so caught up in that vision, that future that we thought was going to be, that we just can't sort of move into the acceptance part, because we're just like, no, this isn't how it was meant to be. It was meant to be like this, because there is a lot of, you know, identification tied up with how that relationship was going to be. And then when it doesn't turn out like that, it's devastating. And so we're left with, you know, this feeling of the control is being taken away from us, right? And we feel powerless, and we feel like our world's turned upside down. And in that moment, it can feel absolutely devastating, because in reflection, we can look and we can see what's been happening. If you go over, if you think about the points that I've just been sharing with you, right? You look at what's happening. So of course you're in the grief, and there's that massive, you know, grief stage of realizing what, it's over, he doesn't want me anymore. And then that triggers the younger version of yourself, which is filled with, you know, pain and suffering and fear. Oh my God, I've been abandoned. This is terrible. And you just go into massive, massive pain. You then are able maybe to witness your attachment, how you attach so early, so quickly, because you wanted to feel that sense of connection. You wanted to feel a sense of belonging. And, you know, with previous wounding, you maybe weren't aware that you were attaching so soon. Then you look at all these narratives and stories you had around how it was going to pay out, and it hasn't. It can turn your world upside down, right? So that's another reason why it can feel so difficult, right? Attached to the story, attached to the outcome that, you know, and then that control of has all been taken away because that person said, nope, not doing it. It's not going to happen. And again, like I say, I'm going to keep saying it, but it all ties into a wounded version of yourself when it is so devastating, when you can't seem to get into that place of acceptance, which takes me to the next point. It can feel really difficult to get over because there's an unwillingness or a difficulty in accepting that it is over. We remember the good points. We remember the things we liked about that person. And then we look at them and we think, how can they just not want this anymore? How can they just walk away? Like, there is just so much to that, right? Of, we just can't almost accept that they can be that way. And, you know, that is very, a very difficult part of the healing. It's part of the grieving process, of course. It's part of it. It's the sort of final part of the grieving process when you move into the acceptance, when you move into, you know, okay, this isn't going to happen. This, he doesn't actually want to be with me. I get it. Like, it hurts. It's painful. It's horrible. But I don't want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with me. I mean, that was always, you know, something that I felt comforted by. If I was in a situation like that, you know, I would always take comfort in that. And so this is why it is so difficult to move through things. So let me just recap those very succinctly before I get onto what you can do to help yourself through that. So like I say, grief, you're going to feel like you're in a lot of grief, right? The next point, it's a younger version of you that's been really activated, that's feeling so much pain right now. It's brought up the filing system of loss and grief from every other time in your life as well, and it can feel overwhelming. The third point is that you've probably invested a lot, maybe too much too soon. There's a lot of, you know, this attachment style that's played a part in all of this, which is making it very difficult to move through as well. The next point is basically caught in those narratives and your own stories of how you think it should have been and when it isn't. There's this kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, the power, the control has been taken away from you, and you no longer have a say in how it's going to be. So, you know, again, it's a feeling of powerlessness and feeling of like, you know, you aren't in control. And that's never a good feeling, right? We all want to feel like we're, you know, doing what we want for, you know, something wonderful at the end of it all. And when that's sort of suddenly taken away, it can feel really confronting. And the other point I made is that, you know, it's hard to accept things sometimes. It's hard to move into acceptance, because when we come into acceptance, it's final. It's like saying, you know what, I know that this isn't going to be. And so again, it is all very confronting. But the overall reason why it is so difficult to let people go is so often to do with that deep down belief that, you know, either we aren't worthy of that love, or why wasn't it enough? Why couldn't it have been this way? And coming from a younger version of yourself as well can add to the mix of that. So, you know, it's really important to understand that these relationships are always a lesson for us to learn, to grow, and to become better versions of ourselves. And if someone doesn't want us, I know this to be true, it's because there is something better waiting for you. I know this to be true. I have seen it in my own life. Like, trust in that, right? Trust that if someone doesn't want you, you can't make them want you. You have to be able to move into it. It's okay, I have to accept this. Because if you were meant to be together, you would be. It isn't about trying to convince another person to want you. It isn't about trying to do another thing to get them to want to contact you again. We're driven by emotions. We're driven by our, you know, our feelings, right? And so if that person wants you, they're going to show you they want you, not because you keep texting them, or not because you keep reaching out to them, or not because of anything you're doing. It's going to be because they want to contact you. And this is what I say to clients. This is what I say to friends. This is what I've said to myself. It's like, at the end of the day, the right person is going to want to be with me, and they're going to stick around, and they're going to treat me well, and they're going to be all in. And it's going to have nothing to do with me trying to convince them. It's going to be because they want to be all in. And this is something you must absolutely trust in, my loves. You must trust in that. Okay, absolutely so important to never chase after someone that doesn't want to be in your life. Okay, trust that they were there for a reason. You can learn the lessons, and there is something better, and surrender yourself up to something greater and bigger. If you believe in God, because I do, just know that God's got bigger plans. Or the universe, whatever you want to call that, you know, power that runs through the universe. And it's not your job to convince someone to want you. They either do or they don't. And getting to that place of acceptance is where you need to be. And I know it's a little bit tough love there, but it's because I don't want you wasting any more time on hoping and wishing for someone that has made a decision to not be with you. Okay, so what you can do to move through this, well, first of all, it's really important to feel those feelings and honor them. And, you know, when it comes to grief, there is no timeline as such, but I do believe that what you do in that time does make a difference. So the saying time heals all wounds, I don't agree with. You can go by for 10 years and wallow in misery, and time did nothing. You can go in 5 months, you can be proactive in your own healing, and you can really grow, right?
So it's all about what you do with that time. So it's important to feel your feelings, honor them, and move through that grieving process. But I also think it's important to have certain times of the day where you do your grieving, right? And just sort of, when it comes up, feel it, allow it. Bring yourself back into your adult self and just say, you know what? It's okay. And then let yourself be preoccupied with something else for a certain amount of time as well. Don't let it envelop you into just a continual feeling of grief, because, you know, the mind's powerful. If we let it just keep grieving, it will just keep grieving, right? We have to also be able to sort of set some time aside for balance and as well. So that's the first thing. What you can do is allow the grief to be and work with it. The second point is 100%, this is the big one. You've got to reparent that inner child. You've got to do the inner work. You've got to basically get to know the younger versions of yourself and to begin doing some work on healing the trauma within, so you don't repeat it in the future, so it isn't a pattern that you keep playing out. This often involves unlearning certain conditioning patterns. This often involves, you know, some voice dialogue work, which is when you connect with different versions of yourself and have conversations with those parts of yourself so they have a voice, and healing. You know, it's not about being a perfect healed being before you can meet anyone. That's not what I'm saying either. But having a full awareness around your inner child and how that part of you attaches in relationships is going to really be helpful in the future for you in relationships. I don't believe you can change the type of people you attract to your life unless you do the inner work. So, you know, I see a lot of people, they go from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship. They keep meeting the same person in different bodies because they're not healing themselves from the inside. They're not doing the inner work. And I feel like it's super important to understand what your beliefs are around relationship, what your story is, what your patterns are. Who is your inner child? What does she need? How are you taking care of her? So this is a giant one. This is one you must absolutely do if you want to change the trajectory of your relationships and who you attract in. All of that, it's so important, right? You can't avoid it. Like, it's something you just can't avoid. And I have programs on this, guys. So if you're interested in working with me, reach out to me. I will send you the information. But absolutely, you must do the inner work. I know on my own life, whilst there's been a really messy situation that's occurred in my life recently, one thing I am so grateful for is the journey of healing, because I know the next chapter of my life is going to be so incredibly outstanding on every level, because I know myself, right? I know who I am now. And I know my inner child, and I take care of her, and she's not exposed anymore to all of this crazy that can happen. I, the adult, right, I'm in charge. And that's what I want for you as well. So that's another important, very important step in how you can move through things more easily. The next point is basically, like I say, having an awareness of your attachment styles. So next time you, again, you're able to show up in your relationships with a more healed version of yourself. So that's really important. The next thing you can do, which is very current, because the attachment style stuff can come later where you do a bit of work around that, but something you can do to move through this right now is to be really good to yourself, to get yourself out in nature, to get yourself in your body, out of your head. So whether that's engaging with friends, you know, going on walks, swim, hikes, whatever you love to do, right? But basically doing something in which you can really feel good about, something you enjoy, right? It's very important to make sure you're doing that. And finally, you know, keep a journal if you are into that kind of thing, or keeping notes on how you're doing is really helpful. And just being able to be willing and accepting of the current situation, and just having that conversation with yourself every day through whether it's a meditation practice or prayer, where you can be fully centered and just anchored in your body, right? Just breath work and just accepting this is okay. I'm gonna get through this. And writing down what you're actually grateful for is really powerful in this time.
It's very easy to get caught in everything that's wrong, but knowing that this is actually going to be a good thing, because it is, it's always a good thing. You never break up and you don't go to a better thing unless you stay caught in grief, and that can happen to some people. But your relationships are catalysts for growth. Your relationships are designed to help you grow and evolve and help you become the best version of yourself. That's what they're designed for, right? And whether you stay with that person, you can learn that lesson, or whether you break up with that person, there is so much you can take away from this situation, so you can be the best you. So that is what you can do, my loves. So I think I've waffled on a little bit on that podcast. I hope that lands well with you guys. I hope that you can take something away from that. Let me know how you found this podcast. Reach out to me, share with me. Please leave me a review. I don't ask this enough. I am so happy that this podcast is ranking in the top 5% globally out of 2 million podcasts. So I am super stoked about that. I am loving that this podcast is reaching top relationship podcasts to listen to, and mine's in there so often on these different websites and polls and stuff. So I am loving that. But honestly, guys, I want you to know that great things are coming. There is so much to be looking forward to, even though you might not feel like it now. And I know it's so difficult going through this crazy time, but you are not alone. You are supported, and you are going to get through this, and you are going to come through shining. Trust me. And I am here for you. So I'm going to love you and leave you. Have an amazing day. Please reach out to me if I can help you on your journey. And like I say, remember, it's always temporary, but you have the power now to create the future you absolutely want. You have the power. Sending you much love. Please share this podcast, guys. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Love you loads.